Listening Library presents Farewell My Lunch Bag and The Big Nap, Chet Gecko Mysteries from the Tattered Casebook of Chet Gecko, Private Eye, by Bruce Hale, read for you by John Cryer. Farewell My Lunch Bag. A private message from the Private Eye. I've always loved a good mystery, like, why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of the song? Does geometry actually have a use in the real world? And what if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about? My hunger for mystery is matched only by my appetite for cockroach casserole, mosquito marshmallow surprise, and other cafeteria favorites. But one time, my taste for good grub landed me in the soup. I tried to help a cafeteria dame who was no honey bun, but a good egg nonetheless. After an appetizer of confusion, followed by a main course of grief and aggravation, this detective was almost ready to throw in the dish towel. Did I stick it out until the end? Let me put it this way. Chet is one gecko who always gets his goodies. After all, danger may be my business, but dessert is my delight. 1. Fright of the Iguana. Mrs. Bagoon was 100 pounds of tough, leathery iguana. Her eyes were like chocolate drops, her cheeks soft as astroturf and about the same color. Her thick, powerful body was wrapped in a blue apron that said, "Kiss the cook." Yuck. Nobody in his right mind would try to smooch Mrs. Bagoon. She ruled the lunchroom as head cafeteria lady. If you wanted extra dessert, you had to go through her. Few tried. But I've always loved a challenge. Mrs. Bagoon was all right, for an iguana. So when I saw her frown at lunchtime that day, I was worried. "What's the story, brown eyes?" I said. "If your face were any longer, you'd have to rent an extra chin." Mrs. Bagoon piled lime jello onto my tray. The green gelatin was packed with juicy dung beetles. Yum. My mouth watered like an automatic sprinkler system. The queen of the lunchroom sighed. It sounded like a small hurricane. "Chet, honey," said Mrs. Bagoon, "we've got problems." My heart raced. "You're not running out of moth loaf, are you?"
"Not yet."
I relaxed. "So it's not serious, then?"
"Serious enough," she said. "Someone's stealing our food. If it keeps up, it could put me out of business."
My fists clenched. Food thieves. Scum like that are lower than kidnappers, blackmailers, and people who don't return library books. They stink like leftovers from a hyena's lunchbox. A plastic tray bumped mine.
"Hubba hubba, Chet," said Tony Newt. "Sweet talking the cafeteria ladies, eh?"
He winked at me with a bulging eye, one scaly dude to another. This wasn't the best time for a chat, so I leaned toward Mrs. Bagoon and whispered, "Let's talk after lunch."
"Ooh, lover's secrets," cooed Tony.
I turned to my classmate. "Hey, Tony, do you know the difference between you and a bug-eating moron?" His forehead wrinkled.
"No. What?"
"Beats me. Sometimes I just kill me." I took my tray and found a seat. While I munched on moth loaf and gravy, I chewed over Mrs. Bagoon's problem. Food thieves at Emerson Hickey, eh? If they kept up their dirty work, the thieves might put the cafeteria out of commission. And that would derail my jello train. I had to help Mrs. Bagoon. A dame in distress gets me every time, even when she's 100-pound iguana. Lunch finished. I dropped my tray on the dirty stack and waited for the place to clear out. The line of kids dribbled out the doors like snot from a runny nose in flu season, and the cafeteria workers started cleaning up. The cafeteria, I mean, not the nose. The queen of the lunchroom crooked one claw at me.
"Come here, Chet," said Mrs. Bagoon.
We walked behind the counter. She opened the storeroom door, and I went rubber-legged in amazement. Food, food, and more food. The huge refrigerator sang a siren song louder than a fat lady in a French opera. I plunged my head inside and almost fell down in delight. Pickled spider eggs and pudding and rat cheese and deep-fried termites and cockroach quiche and happy spider lasagna and candied butterflies and fire ants and red sauce and...
Chet? Anybody home?" said Mrs. Bagoon.
She rapped on the door with a thick fist. "Oh, sorry." I slowly pulled my head out of gecko heaven and took a deep breath. "Let's get down to business," I said. "You've got a low-down food thief, and I'm just the gecko to find out who he is."
"Or she," said Mrs. Bagoon.
"Who he or she is."
"Or it."
"Who he, she, or it is," I sighed.
did you used to be a teacher? For 5 years, she said, straightening her hairnet. How did you know?
Lucky guess. Now tell me all about the food napping. How did it start?
Mrs. Begum parked her massive bulk on a tub of lima beans. I shuddered. Even uncooked, those things are dangerous. She stroked her scaly chin.
I first noticed it last week, she said. I was making carpenter ant omelets, and we ran out of eggs.
Maybe you forgot to buy enough.
That's what I thought. But then the next day, our candied butterflies disappeared. And 2 days after that, some bananas went missing.
I held up a hand. Let me get this straight, I said. First your eggs beat it, then your butterflies flew, and then your bananas split.
You might say that, said Mrs. Begum, groaning.
I just did. You've got problems, sister.
You're telling me.
Her face crumpled like an empty bag of dragonfly chips. And almost every day since, more food has disappeared. I asked my workers and the janitors to keep an eye out. Nobody has seen anything. Mrs. Begum whimpered. She sunk her face in her hands, or paws, or whatever iguanas call their front feet, I forget. She looked sadder than a wilted bowl of broccoli on a muggy day. One thick iguanoid tear slithered down her cheek.
If I can't stop this, I don't know what will happen. They might even fire me.
The tear did it. I can't stand to see a reptile cry. All right, enough of that, I said. I pulled my hat low over my eyes. Chet Gecko is on the case. Food thieves, beware. She cracked a tiny smile and sniffled. I swaggered to the door and flung it open, then saluted her. See you mañana, iguana. Plonk! I'd walked into a stack of cans.
Chet, honey, that's the pantry.
Another great exit. Ruined.
2. Looking for lunch in all the wrong places. Once I got outside the cafeteria, I cased the joint. That's detective talk for checking the place out. 3 big double doors lined the sides of the building, and on the end, a smaller door led to the kitchen. A tiny window perched above this door like a pillbox hat on a hippo. I knew that the janitors locked up after school every day. I saw no broken locks or busted window panes, so either the thief could pick locks, or it was an inside job. I crouched down, searching the mud for footprints, secret messages, or some kind of clue. Nothing but wet dirt with wavy lines in it.
Hiya, Chet. Trying to figure out the recipe for mud pies? It was my partner, Natalie Attired, the Mockingbird comedian.
Nope, just shopping for your birthday present, I said.
She cocked her head. What's up? We haven't had a case in weeks.
We've got one now, a real doozy.
I told her about the food thieves. Natalie agreed to help. She eats like a bird, but she still has a soft spot for cafeteria ladies in trouble.
So what's our first step, Mr. Detective? She said.
I figured we'd talk to the lunch monitors and other cafeteria workers. Maybe they saw something they didn't tell Mrs. Begum about. Just then, 2 lunch monitors left the cafeteria. Did I have good timing or what?
Hey, ladies, can I bend your ears for a minute, I said.
The 2 mice looked puzzled.
I don't know. That sounds painful,
squeaked the taller one. He means we want to talk, said Natalie.
Oh,
said the shorter one. She had a white, waxy-looking nose.
Why didn't he just say so?
I flipped up my trench coat collar. I'm a private eye, that's why. Tell me, have you seen anything funny going on lately?
Well, said Short and Waxy, yesterday, on a bet, Nadine Rat tried to stuff 7 grapes up her nose.
Tall and Squeaky chuckled.
Yeah, and when someone made her laugh, the grapes shot out like cannonballs.
They giggled together. Not that kind of funny, I said. We're investigating the missing food. Has anybody been snooping around?
Nope,
said Waxy. Have any of the lunch crew been acting strange lately, said Natalie.
Nope,
said Squeaky. 2 strikes. Before our investigation headed back to the dugouts, I thought I'd try pitching one more question. Does anyone on the lunch staff hate Mrs. Begum? Maybe want to get her in trouble?
No.
Wait a minute, said Squeaky.
What about Rocky Road?
The 2 mice eyeballed each other, nervous as a pair of elephants on ice skates. They checked to make sure nobody else was listening. Spill the beans, I said. They spilled.
Rocky is the head lunch monitor, Waxy whispered. She's tough. She fights with Mrs. Begum all the time.
The bell rang. Lunch period was over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?